Cheers.
Cheers. Hello, hello. Welcome back. You are with Keisha Scott from Done With Debauchery.
And Nadine Molina over at the Sober Butterfly Podcast.
So today we wanted to do a joint episode with a little kind of a fun topic. We're always talking about such serious things in sobriety, so we thought it would be fun to bring a little laughter and a really popular topic that I think that a lot of people are interested in, which is sober celebrities.
Absolutely.
Do you really get caught up in the celebrity culture? Like, do you follow the Kardashians and all things like that?
Well, I am American, so even if I didn't want to follow the Kardashians, I can't help it. They're plastered all over my social media, all over, like, TV. I actually am not a hater. Like, I respect the hustle.
Honestly.
I wouldn't say I'm celeb-obsessed. Like, you know, some people who follow the
tabloids. Some people live and breathe it.
Yeah, I'm not that way. And, like, living in New York, like, you do see celebs out and about, and so it's kind of cool to be like, oh, I recognize you, but I'm not the person that's going to run up and ask for an autograph.
Of course. Anything. An autograph.
Who does that?
I meant like a selfie. But like, those were the days. Those were the days. Like, autographs, 100%. Like, and I feel the same. I'm definitely not celebrity obsessed, but every time I hear there's like a new celebrity that's not drinking, I'm like, like, that's interesting. Imagine having the best days of your life displayed on public for the world, but then also the worst. So then to see, like, I guess recently we saw, like, Cara Delevingne was going through some struggles. Mm-hmm. And now she's come out on the other side from what we can see from our perspective. We don't really know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And it's just so interesting to see how quickly people are to label all these celebrities just from these photos that we see of them online. So, yeah, we thought it'd be fun to actually dive a little deeper. The celebrities that are open with sharing about their sobriety and why.
I mean, the scrutiny is real, to your point about like having your worst day splashed over page like 6 or whatever, but also like this idea of like celebrating, because I think we're not famous. Hard to believe we're not famous yet, but we're not famous. And like, imagine we use our platform to celebrate sobriety. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's the beauty of like celebrities celebrating sobriety and not being ashamed of their of their story or of their struggle, and willing 100%. To like share with the world.
Because
it's no one's business. If you don't want to disclose about your sobriety or your recovery, you shouldn't feel compelled to. But I think it's extra, like, extra bonus points to celebs who are open about their recovery.
Yeah, we love to see it.
So let's jump into today's episode.
Okay, perfect. Do you want to start with your first celebrity? Who they are, why you chose them?
Yeah, okay. So Keisha and I had a thought. We did a little bit of planning for this. And so I want to start with our sober OGs, okay?
Okay.
OG is somebody, original gangsta, like someone who has many years of sobriety. Now, many years is arbitrary. I feel like if you're sober for one day, that can feel like a lifetime, depending on where you are. But just celebs that we know who have been in the game for a while, so they've been famous for a while, and also opened up their sobriety for a long period of time. I immediately thought of this person. So I chose as my original gangster sobriety person or celeb, Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay.
Okay, so Samuel L. Jackson, I hope we all know who he is, but if not...
If you don't, shut this off and Google it and come back to us, please.
I can give you a quick rundown of Samuel L. Jackson. So he has a really long-standing career. He's one of the highest grossing celebs or actors, paid actors on planet Earth.
Yeah.
The first time I ever was exposed to Samuel L. Jackson was way too young. I like snuck and watch Pulp Fiction. Okay. And so Pulp Fiction is the Quentin Tarantino directed movie that like really put, I think, really put him on the map. Like, he'd been in other films before, but like that iconic role where he plays like this really like hard ass hitman, basically, like, is how I was first introduced to him. So I was a little afraid of Samuel L. Jackson, is what I'm trying to get at. Growing up, I was just like, he's super intimidating, I'm scared of him. But in real life, he talks about like how his life didn't necessarily mirror that character, but that point in his life, I'm not sure actually, let me actually do a quick fact check. Let me pause for a sec. We're Googling Samuel L. Jackson movies, by the way, guys, in case you're wondering.
Things have taken a turn here.
This man has been in like hundreds of movies and we can't think of two.
I thought of two. One, he wasn't in it though.
Yeah, she said The Matrix.
Yeah, but I haven't seen The Matrix, so that's okay.
Okay, that's okay, that's okay.
But yeah, he was in Star Wars Episode 1, so I did have that information. Mm-hmm.
Pulp Fiction. So he was already sober at that point for a few years. So Samuel L. Jackson got sober in 1991. I remember that because I was born in 1991. So that's just like maybe like a little homage to my life.
His gift to you.
He gave me his gift of sobriety. It was preordained in the stars. Just to talk a little bit more about like what led him to sobriety. So he confesses that he was addicted to alcohol and like LSD, like other hallucinogenics. And he said that he would even like act on LSD. Can you imagine?
That's interesting because it kind of like brings it into like what my celebrity is as well.
How could you like act high on
nightmare? Sounds like an absolute nightmare. Right.
But anyway, he got married in the early 80s and he described his breaking point. One day, his daughter found him like completely passed out on the kitchen floor, that kind of situation. And then his wife, who he's still married to, I like to shout that out because it's like rare in Hollywood to still be married for so long, but she encouraged him to get help. And then I'm just gonna play for you guys really a quick clip because I think it might be better to hear Sam on the first name
basis. Sammy, if you will.
Yes, just to like break down in his own words. So like I'll quickly play that clip for you guys to hear.
Most people who knew me never thought I had a drug problem. It was just, you know, that's just Sam. That's how he is. And I was a good time guy, and the biggest worry I had getting clean was, am I still gonna be fun?
Oh, yeah.
And I worried about that, and then I realized I had more fun, you know, once I got clean.
So you're straight and sober now. You don't smoke.
I don't drink. I don't get high. I smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, coffee.
Yeah, I love coffee.
Oh man, I love coffee.
Yeah, chocolates. No.
Okay, so I thought it was cool, and I really connected with the piece about him saying that he thought that he was going to no longer be fun because I think so many people in sobriety, especially in the early stages, worry about the same thing. So shout out to you, Sam, for admitting that on a public forum that you were worried about that. And I'm glad that you didn't lose sight of like who you truly are. 31 to 32, depending on when you got sober, years later, he's still sober and still one of the best and highest paid actors in Hollywood.
Shout out to Samuel L. Jackson. If you're listening, we love you.
Yes, we love you so
much. You were great in Star Wars.
And Pulp Fiction and many other movies that we can't think of right now.
It's so funny that he actually went to work in Hollywood High as well because my celebrity, so the one that I chose she has a really long sobriety stint. I chose all women like randomly. I was not clear on the assignment.
No! I may have fudged it. I know. Whoever you want.
We're not sure if we had set that as a parameter. But so I chose Jada Pinkett Smith. She's been sober now for 20 years. What I know is that she was like really partying like in the 90s as well. So the story of her drinking and doing drugs was actually in 1996. She was filming The Nutty Professor.
Of all things, The Nutty Professor. Of all things,
she went to work on ecstasy and it was bad ecstasy. So she collapsed at work, like filming. And she just told everyone that she must have had her wrong medication in a different vitamin bottle and kind of like brushed it off as like no big deal. But she really goes on to say that she would make herself like a cocktail and it was alcohol, ecstasy, and weed. And that was like her trifecta to get her to the place where she is trying to go. And so even though she was making that cocktail that was the mix of alcohol, ecstasy, weed, going to work on ecstasy, she said that she wasn't the kind of drinker that was actually drinking every day. Oh. It started as her only partying, she said, from Thursday to Monday morning, which seems like quite the journey. But it wasn't like a normal everyday occurrence. Okay. I think until it was, is usually like how it goes. And so for me, like that like kind of resonated as well because when I started drinking, it was the weekends too. It was a social thing, partying, going out with friends. And then I think the more that you get into that lifestyle, the more it seeps into other parts of your life.
It's so easy to slip.
Yeah, and she also said that she really downplayed the possibility of having an addiction because she would always just think that red wine is good for you. Like, it's good for your heart. Like, it's promoted to us, a glass of wine is good for your heart, have it with dinner. So she really told herself that like she couldn't be having an addiction because this is actually healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do have a quote from her that says, quote, "I found myself drinking two bottles of wine on the couch and I said, Jada, I think we've got a problem here. I had problems with alcohol and I really had to get in contact with the pain, whatever that is, and then I had to get some other tools in how to deal with the pain. From that day on, I went cold turkey.
Wow.
And that was her talking to Contact Music in 2005. So yeah, I think it's just honestly amazing to see her as like a woman, a black woman. She grew up in like a lower income housing situation, like a poor community. I know her mother also struggled with addiction. So just to see her be able to like rise above that, actually make it to Hollywood, be successful. She's been in a marriage for I don't know how many years with Will Smith, but they have two kids. Like, just to see her like rise above it all and now be like so proud in her sobriety. She talks about it on her talk show, Red Table Talk.
Red Table Talk.
Yeah. So she just like, I love that like she just puts it out there and like it is like become a part of her identity and she's so proud of it.
I love that too. I considered Jada as well, so it's funny you put her on your list. But I considered her because I have a lot of respect for someone who can break the cycle of addiction.
And then not even to do that, but then do it in fucking Hollywood. Like,
to
where
do
you're,
that in Hollywood.
Where your whole life is like broadcasted. Every time you sneeze in public, like, it's unbelievable.
And her son, Jaden, is really vocal about like the usage of psychedelics for healing properties. Mm. And she invited him once to the Red Table and like was super open to hearing her son. Like, you know how parents can be really like,
yeah,
hypercritical, and like I'm assuming she as a mother wants to like make sure her son is safe, but she listened. Like, she was very like, hey, I don't agree with that, I wouldn't do that,
I don't understand fully,
but I'm open to your journey so long as you're safe and informed. So I thought that was cool. All right, there you guys have our sober OGs.
And so the next topic that we chose was people that have been sober for a short amount of time.
Yeah, like, we want to welcome our newbies into the sober community who have openly told the world that they're sober for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And so, should I start with mine?
Yeah, go ahead. You go ahead.
Okay. I have lots of respect for this woman. I chose Miss Nicki Minaj.
So she's a badass.
Do people know that she's sober? Did you know she's
I didn't
sober?
Know until you told me like, when we spoke. Yeah, I didn't know.
So, okay, Nicki is sober. I don't know the full details. She hasn't shared why, her reason why.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't have to. Mm-hmm. But she recently posted this year, so earlier 2022, that she was sober, but like she did it on an Instagram live. And in true Nicki fashion, because I think she's just such a badass and like she's not afraid to slap back if somebody 100% attacks 100%. Her. If anything, I would say like maybe she needs to tone it down just a little bit. Sorry, Nicki girl, I love you, but I feel like she's always in some drama with somebody. But she's actually suing someone right now for defamation.
I did see that actually.
Defamation aligned to her sobriety. Like, basically, she got on a live earlier this year. And someone, like, she was getting her makeup done or something, and she kept sniffling, like, whatever. And then in the comments, like, so this girl is scouring her comments. Like, you think that celebrities are not reading what they're writing? Yes, they are.
There are eyes on it.
Yes, there are eyes, right? And so someone was like, or people were like coming at her and saying, like, why do you keep sniffing so much, right? Like, it must be all the coke. And that's when she, like, basically, it was, like, her coming out. She's like, I'm sober. I don't even drink. Used to drink and get high. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, I never, ever even tried cocaine. So, like, how dare you? Your name sometimes is all you have. And, like, you want to preserve that good name. And, like, how dare someone with zero evidence suggest that she was doing
and
something?
Even if it doesn't go somewhere, I think it's, like, a really cool precedent to set that, like, what you're saying matters. And, like, you, like, projecting this onto somebody who is, in fact, sober is harmful.
Yeah.
And I think it'll make other people second guess before, like, because people are so brave in the comments. Like,
so brave. And it's, like, one thing to have an opinion, but to, like, state facts. Like, or present something as though it's factual.
Yeah, or to
it's
disagree with someone's opinion, but just to make shit up is like
wrong. I'm wondering, this is me speculating here, I'm wondering if, you know, motherhood played a role in that. I'm wondering if, like, she was, like, almost like a mentor figure to Juice WRLD. And unfortunately, I can't remember off the top of my head when Juice WRLD died. I can't remember if that was 2019.
I thought that was a place.
Oh.
Juice WRLD?
Yeah, the rapper. Oh. The rapper, and I have zero street cred, but Juice WRLD is a rapper. Juice WRLD was a rapper who unfortunately passed, and he was like pretty young. Nicki Minaj at the 2019 Billboard Women in Music event. So she used her platform, like, she was either like accepting an award. I think she was the Woman of the Year actually. Mm-hmm. And she took the time to really not only like pay tribute to his passing, his death, but to also speak generally about just awareness.
And like he passed from an addiction.
Thank you for specifying. Yeah, he passed away from an overdose. Mm. And so she at that time used her platform to acknowledge his passing, to pay respect, and to also like just give an homage to people who are suffering in silence in addiction.
Yeah.
And then she shared a little bit about her anxiety. Like she's okay. like, I suffer, like you can't always see like pain and like what they're going through. So like pay some respect and like be nice.
Drugs isn't the problem, it's the way we fix our problem. So it's so important that we don't pass judgment so that people don't feel ashamed to speak up and ask for help. It's so important we talk about mental health. It is, because people are dying because they don't want to express how miserable they are and how much they're suffering. So they rather medicate themselves. So I just came here tonight to ask people to be a little bit more forgiving and understanding, especially with entertainers. We can't have a bad day.
So I thought that was really cool that she used her platform in that way. And I've just always really related to her. I feel like she kind of lives sometimes on the fringes of society and like is constantly like sticking her foot in her mouth, which I do, but
she's
like,
real.
She's real. Yeah. That's a good way to frame it. Like she's kind of like unfiltered, says what she thinks when she feels it. And like, I respect that. And so, yeah, that was my whole takeaway for newly sober. Cause I don't know where she is in her recovery stage, but I would say it's probably like,
it feels new. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
Me too.
So my sober celebrity who recently celebrated 1 year, I kind of like coupled her with like a celebrity that I think is super relatable just as who she is as a person. And that's Chrissy Teigen.
Chrissy T.
I personally love her. Like, I know she has been under fire over the last few years from like past things she's done on the internet. It seems like she really is trying to change and move forward with just being a better person in general. But I found that her sobriety story was just like so relatable. She was really open about posting how it did take her a couple tries. She went for a period of time, drank again, went back to drinking heavily. And it was that stop and start that so many of us experience when we're trying to like just get clarity on like if long-term sobriety is the actual goal or what we're trying to do. So she actually received the book Quit Like a Woman by Holly Whitaker as a gift for her 35th birthday, which was in 2020.
Okay.
And at the time, she had said that she read the book and then she never drank since. But then I think there has been a stop and start since that point. But it did really kind of kickstart her sobriety. And I think one of her friends, who was a doctor, gifted it to her.
Okay.
So yeah, I thought that was...
You know it's real when your doctor's gifting
it's you. It's her friend. But yeah, and I just feel like she's so like open and like vulnerable and like down to earth. And it's like, you're married to John Legend, but like you're posting about like sobriety and like how you've never felt better. She talks about how she would be drinking because she had so much anxiety and like wouldn't you know it. Now, as soon as you stop drinking, all her anxiety is actually gone. It was a result of her drinking.
Yeah.
And just reflecting back on so many nights that she's like, these were such important nights and like milestone moments. And like, I don't have the memories I wish I did, essentially, because she was drinking like award shows. I'm sure things with their kids.
So memeable, like, and relatable, because I can't tell you how many times I've publicly made a fool of myself, but like nowhere near the extent of the eyeballs that are watching.
That meme of her like face.
Like, I can't even do it. Like her eyes are dead.
I know.
Like, completely dead. She's human. I like that about her. And even like the stuff that she's currently under or was under fire about the cyberbullying and stuff. Unlike other like celebs who would publicly apologize, I got a sense of realness there. I think she said like, I can't really say anything. I can only show you through my actions that I'm trying.
And then that's also like tied into like sobriety, like, and not to excuse like any of the things she said or did, but like she might have been in a really dark place and like we've all been there, maybe not to like the same extent, and maybe our words don't have that kind of reach, but yeah, like we've all been in a dark place at one point, and like to see her like come through, she's pregnant again, like sober, like it just feels nice.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're moving to our last round of Sober Celebs. We saved the best for last. Mm-hmm. And Keisha and I actually, you know, we shared our notes for the other categories just so we didn't overlap. Our favorite Sober Celeb, which is the last category, we have not disclosed to one another.
I'm so excited to know who yours is.
Yeah, okay. So my favorite, I didn't even look up anything about the Sober Celeb because I feel like I know enough about her life.
Oh shit, it's a her.
It's a her. Is yours a her?
Yeah, I would have been the same person.
Should we just, at the count of three?
Okay, is it 1, 2, 3, say it, and then?
Yes.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Bella Hadid.
Okay.
I was looking at Naomi Campbell,
too. I
almost
chose Bella for my newly sober person.
Yeah.
But Naomi Campbell, hands down.
Favorite. I was looking at her, too.
Okay.
Not only are the four of us all gorgeous supermodels, we are all sober. It seems fitting.
It just makes sense. It just clicks. The way everything lined up. Okay, Naomi Campbell.
Yeah.
Naomi Campbell is hands down one of my favorite people. Like, not even just sober celebs. So once I found out that she was sober, it just, like, heightened my obsession with her even more. I think the element of her being Jamaican, like, my family's Jamaican, too. She's British. My family's British as well. She's beautiful. Hello, have you seen me? No, I'm joking. But she's just, like, also fiery. Like, there's definitely, like, yeah, she's received a lot of, like, publicity.
You will never be me.
Like, just her whole essence is just, yeah, like, goals. Like,
queen.
If I had an alter ego, it would be Naomi Campbell. Yeah. Like, just, like, do not mess with me. She's a mother now, too, which a lot of people don't know because she never posted.
At 51?
51.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. I definitely was doing my research.
Yeah. I think she has a daughter. I don't know. The gender of the child because she keeps them really, like,
hush,
sacred, separate. And I really love that about her. Even, like, some of the bad things I shouldn't laugh at, but, like, her, like, throwing a phone and going to court and being like, I didn't really want to be here, so I was made to be here. Yeah. This is her talking to a judge. I didn't really want to be
drama.
Here for her own, like, domestic abuse. It wasn't domestic, but, like, her abuse case. I'm like, okay. But long story short, what's not funny is her, like, addiction. So she was heavily addicted to cocaine. And so also similar to, like, the themes of my life, like, it was alcohol and cocaine that fueled a lot of her time throughout the 90s. In the 90s, she was arguably one of the most famous supermodels.
Yeah.
And was very much on the scene, hanging out with all the celebs. And she said during that time, as beautiful as she was and still is, she avoided looking at mirrors because she couldn't even look at herself in the mirror. She was just, I'm assuming, so broken. And
she
so
just didn't like who she was
exactly. Yeah. She didn't like what she saw looking back at her because she recognized that she was on a path of destruction, which I thought was, like, powerful because I think so many people spend a majority of their time in addiction, in denial, but it seems like she was pretty aware.
Yeah.
Just couldn't stop. And I wonder if a lot of it had to do with, like, an occupational hazard, just, like, being, you know, on the scene like that.
Totally. Like, what I read about her was that, like, she was, like, traveling internationally. She was, like, at, like, not the height of her career, but doing extremely well in her career. And it was almost like she was just, like, one of those people that, like, people would just give her stuff. Like,
of course,
would just get whatever she wanted. Yeah. So she was just, like, traveling, doing drugs. And I think she really believed that, like, the cocaine was the problem.
Yes.
At the beginning. So she's like, if I can kick cocaine, like, we're good.
Yeah.
And, like,
addiction replacement.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, I did modeling as well. Like, obviously not to Naomi Campbell standards, but that's why, like, I kind of connected with her too.
Yeah.
And it was, like, during those years that I was really obsessed with, like, my weight. Mm-hmm. So I was, like, working out a lot, but, like, also, like, drinking and, like, partying, like, nonstop as well. So, like, I could, like, I can't even imagine the pressures she was under, but, like, knowing how I felt in those moments.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's a hard industry.
I can imagine. So there was that aspect of it. And I, like, you're right. The cocaine was, like, the catalyst that fueled a lot of her other issues.
Yeah.
So even, like, her being perceived by the public as this, like, angry person that needed anger management, because she did go to anger management.
Yeah.
Was, she said, all connected to the drugs, right? 100%. Like, your fuse is shorter.
Yeah, you're, like, raging.
Yeah, raging, basically. Coked out, drinking.
Yeah.
Funny enough, who helped really show Naomi a different way, which is also someone I consider for my sober OG, no one else, none other than Miss Mary J. Blige.
Oh, I love that. Is she sober?
She's sober. And if anyone gets a chance, you should watch a documentary. It's called This Is Life.
Okay.
And it is heart-wrenching. It's actually sad. So it's a tearjerker if you're like a crier, but she really breaks down just like her addiction and her life and how she, yeah. So she's sober.
Okay.
And Naomi respected her as another woman, mm-hmm. another black woman in the industry.
Yeah.
And they were friends, and she was just like, look, like I did it, you can do it too. So imagine like having your party friend also help you get sober.
Yeah.
And then also I feel like Naomi does do like other outreach and helping people, because one of her BFFs during that time, Kate Moss, also is sober now. So like,
yeah, I did see that.
Right? And they were like in the trenches together. Yeah. Like there's a million photos you can Google right now. That was like icon level for me. I was like, oh my God, I want to be real thin and like a party.
Like everyone growing up in like the 90s and 2000s, like that was like the goal.
Heroin chic. Yeah. Like, that was the aesthetic that they were giving.
Yeah.
But long story short, like she's been sober since the early 2000s. And I feel like her whole life has transformed. She's still a diva. She's still like Naomi. Mm-hmm. But like you're not hearing about the outrageous, terrible things and acts that she was committing against herself and other people. Mm-hmm. So I just want to give Miss Naomi Campbell her roses. If I ever get a chance to meet you in real life, with your permission, because she's a germaphobe.
Oh, embrace really?
You. Yeah, like a serious germaphobe.
Interesting.
She'll get on an airplane in a hazmat. Like, and we're talking like private. Like, she's next level germaphobe. Yeah. Fun facts dropping about you. So yeah, tell us a little bit about Bella.
Yeah, I feel like there probably were more celebrities, if I dug a little deeper, that I did relate to. But I just really was like into Bella Hadid. I love that she's like newly sober, like supermodel. She's making sobriety cool, I feel like. She got sober when she was 25. She's only 26 now.
She's only 26?
She's
a little older.
Yeah, she's only 26 years old.
She's younger than Gigi. Her sister?
But I think so.
I think so too.
Yeah, so she's really like been very outspoken about her mental health, the impacts that alcohol was having on it. Like she has a quote where she talks about how like after a night of drinking, she would wake up at 3 a.m. and would be thinking about something she said 5 years ago. So it's like that level of anxiety, like I relate to so hard when I was drinking, and just like the fears of like just like totally irrational things.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, she's really outspoken about that. She also said that since she stopped drinking, she's actually been able to stop using sleeping pills.
Oh, nice.
Which is also something that I've experienced, because I had a really hard time sleeping. Like over the years that I was drinking, I was also taking antidepressants, SSRIs. And now that I've cut alcohol out, I've actually been able to stop both of those medications.
Wow, congrats, that's amazing.
Thank you.
That's really good.
Yeah, and I do have a little quote from her just explaining about how she says she's never going to go back to drinking, and like I hope that that's true for her. So she says, I've done my fair share of drinking. I loved alcohol, and it got to the point where I even started to, you know, cancel nights out that I felt like I wouldn't be able to control myself. Mm. And it's like, I have been there where it's like, you don't really want to go to that. Like, if you've had a shit day already, like, you just know that if you go to this party, like, you're gonna just be shit-faced. And you're like, I don't want to feel like shit for 2 days. I can't even go, to the point where, like, you're isolating yourself from social situations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Or for me, like, being afraid that, like, I would be judged by the level of alcohol that I wanted to consume.
Yeah.
And couldn't in a public setting.
At, like, a normal event where alcohol shouldn't even be a thing. And you're like, are we drinking though?
We're not making this all about alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. So I really love that she like has been so open about her mental health struggles, how it's improved since cutting out alcohol. And like, I feel like for me, I've made like sobriety like part of my identity now. And like, she yeah, she's doing that too, because she's actually started a non-alcoholic cocktail company called Kin Euphorics. So that's something that's like really blown up over the last few months. I don't really know exactly what's in them, but it's an herbal like cocktail. You can have it either before bed, or there's ones during the day for like mood boosting. And it's kind of, it's like an herbal blend of some sort. We'll post the link in the show notes.
We will.
But yeah, so she's just like being very outspoken, advocating for sobriety. And the fact that she's only 26 and doing it, I think such a good example for the millions of like young girls that are watching her.
Absolutely.
That there is another option, because for so long I didn't realize that.
It's like a rite of passage. Like, I can't wait until I'm old enough to like be shit-faced.
Yeah,
which
or
is
like
terrible.
Yeah, even like you think of like so many like celebrities in their 20s and like they're partying on yachts, getting shit-faced, like turning up at clubs. And like now, like she's like, no, actually, like we're not doing that. Like we're staying home, we're watching movies, and like that's a good time.
Self-care
yeah.
is like critical, and
yeah.
she's embracing that. And like, yeah, you're absolutely right. Like this generation needs to see more
mm-hmm.
models, literally and figuratively, who
yeah.
are exemplifying that, like that aesthetic. Like, can we
yeah,
talk more
exactly.
about what that looks like? Because
that health and wellness,
yeah.
that I'm actually taking care of my mental health, my physical health. Like
mm-hmm.
that's what's hot.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great. There you guys have it. I mean, I really think we have a wide array. Like, can you imagine putting all these people in a room together?
I know. The stories they would have to tell.
Just a really, like, interesting collective of
yeah.
people. Like, from Samuel L. Jackson,
yeah.
to Bella.
And there's just so many people, like, Googling it. Like, Eminem. I think, like, Justin Bieber was, like, getting sober for
yeah.
a period of time. Everybody.
I'm rooting for everyone.
Yeah, me
and
too.
And I really respect people who are open, like we mentioned before. Just
yeah.
open about their story, open about their sobriety. Even Nikki, like we don't need to know like the
yeah.
logistics about
why
she's what,
where, when,
right.
why. Yeah.
We just need to know that you are choosing something better for
mm-hmm.
you, and the path ahead is lighter because
yeah.
you've chosen to go a different way. Because so many people are still in the throes of addiction,
yeah.
still in the dark, and I think the industry just sort of like is designed, unfortunately,
yeah.
like to be that way.
I have a fun fact. 50
yeah.
Cent is sober. He doesn't drink at all.
He's
but he
an
has
alcohol
a,
company.
He has a champagne company, and he said that in all the videos where he's partying in the club, he pours the champagne out and pours ginger ale in it, and is drinking ginger ale from his champagne. What?
Thank you. Thank
Fitty?
You for
Fitty.
What is it? Pulling back the veil.
Yeah, I
like
guess.
It was like an Oz moment. Like, oh, it's just a
yeah.
little man.
I was like, pardon me, what? Like, and I think that that's really interesting, like a sober person having an alcohol company, but it's
I
about
guess.
Those fitties.
I was supposed to say, he's going with the money.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
But it's like, disappointing.
Interesting. Yeah, I gotta
yeah.
read more about like his sobriety and like why I think. But yeah, that was like, when I read that it was like ginger oil, I was like, pardon me?
I feel like I heard, I don't know how true it is, but I think it's like he used to sell drugs and it was like, you don't
get high on your own supply.
Yeah, I was like trying to think of another. Yeah, you don't get high on your own
yeah.
supply.
We're thinking of like the 10 crack commandments.
Like, yes. Rule number one. Something, 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 something. Yeah, he's still following like
yeah
the
rule,
like,
rule
the
yeah.
unspoken rules that I can't quote, but like kind of know what you're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah,
those.
It's too good.
Well, I'm happy that we were able to break down, and like I encourage more celebrities to share
yeah.
their stories if they want to, or like at least show the world another way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, at the very least, don't pull a 50. Like, don't
yeah.
sit here.
Don't front on us.
Yeah, like we want to know. Like,
yeah.
it's ginger ale. It's okay.
Yeah,
like pour it
out. Love ginger ale.
All right, guys, we really appreciate you for listening or watching this week's episode all about sober celebs. And we will, like, also, it's a double feature. So this was a 2-for-1
yeah.
special. You got 2 episodes from us. We'll see you later. Don't forget to follow both of our podcasts. My name is Nadine Molina, as a quick reminder, and you can find me at the period sober butterfly on Instagram.
I'm Keisha Scott from Done With Debauchery. You can get in touch with me at Done With Debauchery on Instagram. And also tell us your favorite sober celebrity and why.
Oh yeah, that part. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us everything.
Who do you miss? Besitos. Bye guys.
Bye.